You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
What's his title? The guy in charge, Dr. Ashley Brim?
The Director General of Health.
Yeah.
The Wire.
Over the weekend, government officials and Pacific community leaders met to discuss continued dawn raids on the Pacifica community despite the official dawn raid apology in 2021. On the 19th of April, a dawn raid on a household led to the arrest of a Tongan man. Amongst those there at the meeting were Deputy Prime Minister Carmel Sepuloni and Immigration Minister Michael Wood. Michael Wood indicated at the meeting that he was considering granting amnesty to all overstayers in Aotearoa. To talk more about what has and hasn't happened for the Pacific community following the dawn raid's apology, I spoke to Dylan Nasafo, Senior Lecturer in the Faculty of Law at the University of Auckland. You said in your E Tangata opinion piece that you believed government officials crafted a fake apology to, quote, respond to calls for an apology, all without making any real changes to demonstrate an adequate appreciation of what the dawn raids did and is still doing to our Pacific communities. What more do you think needs to be done?
So I think a lot more needs to be done. Granting amnesty for people overstaying their temporary visas is absolutely urgent for our people vulnerable to being dawn raided. But fundamentally, to get to the root causes of injustices for our communities, I think we need to dismantle the colonial system of government that we have at the moment. I think we all need to understand that there will never be any justice or equity in Aotearoa as long as the colonial system of government is in place. So we need to pursue constitutional transformation based on honouring te tiriti o Waitangi to dismantle our current systems, including our immigration systems, to build ones that aren't based on exploiting migrants and brutalising them when they no longer fill the labour needs of the nation. So there needs to be a lot more transformation. We have some urgent causes that need to be addressed, such as granting amnesty, but we need fundamental transformation as well.
Why haven't the dawn raids stopped? Do you think the government still see it as the only way to carry out its immigration mandates?
I think the state hasn't stopped dawn raiding people because of our immigration system, which is fundamentally racist, like all other systems in our colonial government. Our laws give New Zealand, Immigration New Zealand and the police a lot of discretion and power to enforce deportation orders. And those are the things that are issued once a person's temporary visa expires. And there are no qualifications on this power, no real limits to this power to execute deportation orders. So when you have a system that's fundamentally racist and you have broad discretion given to people within the system, you're going to have these sorts of situations where people are going to be dawn raided. And something also worth mentioning is that our Immigration Act specifically says that complaints under our Human Rights Act, which outlaws discrimination based on race, that those complaints aren't allowed. So the racism, the injustice is baked into our system. It's no coincidence that dawn raids continue because the system is exactly the same as it always has been, and the government has never once taken the step to specifically outlaw dawn raids. So it's bound to happen again.
I'm sure you're aware of the meeting between Pacifica community leaders and government officials over the weekend in Auckland. Do you think that Michael Wood's statement at that meeting about declaring amnesty to, or whether or not he would declare amnesty for all overstayers within Aotearoa, generates unhealthy speculation and also generates unhealthy feelings and uncertainty for people in the Pacific community who are scared of what they may be subject to in light of what's been happening most recently?
I think it's really fair and understandable to have skepticism towards this, rhetoric from Michael Wood that they're taking the granting amnesty quite seriously, especially given the government's track record when it comes to actually taking radical action for our communities. I personally think Michael Wood is one of the better Labor ministers, tends to, I think, have integrity with the way that he carries out his portfolios and has a great reputation in Mount Roskill, his electorate, which has a high migrant population, high Pacific population, who I'm sure he knows he's accountable to. So I do have some faith that he's personally not misleading people, but this is a highly political issue. Even though he's the Minister of Immigration, he is accountable to Cabinet, which has a range of different priorities and agendas, including political ones, given the election. And it is important to note that even though granting amnesty is the most just and equitable way forward, other people don't see it that way. And other people are thinking about the backlash, particularly amongst racist Pākehā, that would come with granting amnesty. So that's something to be wary of when thinking about this, I guess, a hopeful discussion that Michael Wood is leading, is that there's other things at play. But I think that he, I think of all Labor ministers, is best placed to advance this cause, if that makes sense.
What do you think was attained by the government meeting over the weekend? Do you think it was somewhat of another superficial thing, just as you position the 2021 Dawn Raids apology? Because I guess if you look at the outcomes of that meeting, what changes have resulted from it?
Yeah, again, I think I really understand that skepticism. I, of course, share it myself. But the thing with these big proposals to grant amnesty is that they do require consultation and actually meeting with communities in order to actually move forward. So while we need to be wary of it being a performative gesture and it really just getting, you know, people's hopes up, it is actually a necessary step if we're going to get this big radical change through. So I think we just need to keep applying the pressure and making it clear to Minister Wood and the Prime Minister that these performative gestures, these consultations, they're not going to cut it. They need to be followed through with hard action. And more than that, I think there needs to also be consultation with Tangata Whenua, because that is a requirement of Te Tiriti o Waitangi, is making sure that any major decision, especially regarding Pacific peoples who share sacred whakapapa links with Māori, that the way that, you know, of Pacific peoples, but also other tauiwi of colour, other migrants, that the way that they are welcomed into this country is according to the wishes and tikanga of Māori.
What, I guess, the more fundamental question, especially relating back to your statements around the Dawn Raid apology and your position on what it means within the, well, what wider implications it had within society for Pasifika here in Aotearoa, what do you think has changed for the better and for the worst for Pasifika since the apology?
I think that's a really interesting question. There were some gestures that were a part of the apology, like scholarships and funds for important work by artists and historians around the history of the Dawn Raids. So I think those are great and in fact need to be extended. But something that I'm concerned with as being a consequence of the Dawn Raids apology is that there's a perception even amongst many people in Pacific communities that the government has atoned for its injustices, that the dorm raids is officially in the past, that we're entering a new era of justice and equity with regards to Pacific peoples, with regard to immigration. And that perception is extremely dangerous, because I think it not only kind of gives us a false sense of security, it also inhibits radical action, such as pursuing not only just amnesty for people who are overstaying, but also radical transformation to our racist colonial immigration system and the government system in general. I think we need to understand that despite the apologies and whatever apology might follow, we need to understand that equity and justice for our peoples will never be possible as long as the colonial government is in place. So we need to dismantle these systems that seem permanent, that seem like our only reality. We need to dismantle them and build better ones. And we need to let Māori lead the way with that, according to Te Tiriti o Waitangi.
That was Dylan Nasafo, Senior Lecturer in the Faculty of Law at the University of Auckland, speaking to me about the continued effects of the Dawn Raids on the Pasifika community.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.